Good morning. Just a beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England with a good amount of sunshine. Overnight lows back into the 30s and 40s, so a comfortably cool to pleasant start to the day. And with sunshine ruling throughout the morning and into the afternoon hours, we'll see temperatures soar back through the 60s and into the 70s for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance sliding down the eastern seaboard from the Canadian Maritimes may produce a few clouds, especially across parts of the higher terrain in New England, but little in the way of precipitation with this system as it pushes on through. Overnight lows tonight will be back down into the 40s as that cloud cover from the system begins to dissipate, and this will leave us with brilliant sunshine as high pressure builds back into the region for tomorrow. Highs will be a touch on the cooler side tomorrow over what we'll see today, but still right around 70 degrees. The weekend looking just as nice with high pressure overhead, keeping any storminess well off to the west and south, and we'll be underneath plenty of sunshine again, and temperatures will respond nicely with readings once again making it into the mid-70s. The nice run of weather will continue with high pressure dominating into Monday and Tuesday of next week, a few clouds seeping in but still dry with highs in the lower to mid-70s, and the next chance of a shower not arriving until Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter storm warning is out for parts of the upper Midwest. Moderate to occasionally heavy snow will continue through much of the day across portions of southeastern and eastern Minnesota into west-central Wisconsin. The heavy snow band, only approximately 30 to 40 miles in width, will continue to shift slightly to the east, making for a sharp cutoff in snow totals across that region. The heaviest totals, though, will be east of Minneapolis, where 4 to 7 additional inches of snow can be expected. The weight of the wet snow on tree limbs and power lines could cause localized power outages. And a heat advisory is in effect again today for the central coast of California, including San Francisco, with highs in the lower 90s. Just inland, readings will climb up toward the 100-degree mark. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 11:07 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Orlando, Florida at 6:48 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 43 degrees, with a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, crystal clear skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 39, 71% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.44 inches, and currently it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 9 at Denton, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston increasing clouds, perhaps a shower, with highs in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 60, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, so zero for the month, which is 11 hundredths below normal, and 8.09 inches for the year, which is 3.19 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, so that's also the monthly total, which is 7 below normal, and 6,067 for the season, which is 338 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 88, set in 2001, and the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m. 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with some late day clouds and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warm today in the middle 70s for highs, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, warm today with some late-day clouds and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, right around 70. Even warmer over the weekend, mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday in the mid-70s. Nice weather continues next week, a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday in the lower to mid-70s. And a morning shower on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.